Is that right?
All right, guys, welcome back to the Boring Podcast. This is Just King Arthur. Here we got Booty King again.
Thanks for having me, boy.
All right, bro. Today we're going to talk about social media, pros and cons. Look, we know we're living in a digital era where you can do a lot with social media. You can build a business. You can build a brand. You can just share about your entire life, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything. But I also wanted to talk about cons. Like, what are some downfalls that can come with social media?
I think it's always being on your phone.
Always?
Pretty much. Because that's pretty much where everything is. Like, if you have a business, right, you're going to be on your phone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Customers sending you messages. You got to check out what's going on. Like, your competitors. I don't know. Just, like, everything to see what's going on. It's not newspapers anymore. It's Twitter.
It's like a fucking fast distraction, huh? Like, if you're on it,
one thing,
what you pay attention to.
Yeah, but one thing you should never do is put too much emotion in it. So if people compliment you, you shouldn't get too high. If people are negative, it shouldn't affect you at all. So you should not attach any emotion mm-hmm. to it. You know, you're just there because, like me, I have a business to run on my phone, my Instagram or social media. So when people give me compliments, it doesn't get me high. When people are negative, it doesn't bother me. Yeah. I just do my own thing. Like, don't put emotion into
it. With or without social media, it shouldn't change who you are as a person, right?
And don't, that's the main thing. Yeah, and don't try to compare your life to other people's lives on social media, because that could be like a downfall. People start getting depressed because they see that all these people are winning in life and they're succeeding and you are here just like struggling, you know?
I never compared myself in a bad way, but before I got the grasp on I need to do my own thing and start doing like a podcast, start doing building a business or branding myself or whatever, I would always see like just a bunch of rich people that would post like nice watch, nice car. I would never let it like affect me as in like a hate type of way, but I would let it be like a damn bro, I need to get there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Motivation. And it would distract me from doing my things, from doing my actions. So yeah. I think like that's a big downfall, letting it distract you that way, you know?
What I really love about social media though is that you control your own destiny pretty much.
Yeah. And that's the craziest part, bro.
If you're trying to be a rapper or music artist, you just put your music out there also on what are the music outlets? Spotify, YouTube,
fucking SoundCloud.
Yeah, and if you're good, they're gonna find you. You don't need those connections anymore. If you're trying to be an actress, an actor, do skits on YouTube, on Instagram.
Put them out.
You get a following. People are going to book you for movies or on Netflix. Yeah. Like, there's a bunch of people that came from Instagram or YouTube that are on Netflix now. Like, you don't need those special connections anymore. Like, you control your own destiny.
You market yourself. You PR yourself. You control how you want to portray yourself.
Yeah, like, so that's brand, what I really love. That you have power
control.
Now. Control. Yeah. It doesn't matter about anybody else's. If you're good, you put it out there, you build your brand, they're going to find you, you're going to make it. But that's what I really like about it.
Yeah, and it's crazy, bro. Like, social media will put you in two points. Like, you either are nothing, not that it's a bad thing. You could be very low-key or whatever. You can be private. You can either be that or it really does expose you, right? Like, who you are. I wanted to talk about exposure, like, who you are. Are you a bad person? Are you a good person? You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like,
even if you are,
because there's still a lot of hate out there.
You could, many people put themselves out there as someone that are not.
Yeah.
But I think that could only last so long. You won't make it if you're like that.
Yeah.
You know, they try to fake it.
Until they make it. And that shit don't work no more?
Nah.
Nah? A lot of people still do that?
They'll get exposed one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's social media's out there. There's too much going on. Like, people are trying to fake it. It might work a little bit, but if you don't have it like that, it's not going to last.
Yeah. What about I don't want to say like ordinary people, like people that just post like about their life. Like,
I mean, everyone uses social media differently. Like, I used to be that person that just posted like, oh, I want my friends to see this. Mm-hmm. But then once I switched into like a business mindset, I try to build my brand. It was
you stopped less of that,
I stopped
huh?
posting for my friends and I started posting for people
for
it could
building
help.
Your business.
for the masses out there that it could help, you know, instead of posting for a hater, because there's a lot of people that actually do that. They'll post something for one hater to see instead of focusing on the positive and seeing all the people that are actually trying to see them win and posting for them, like helping them somehow. They post for that one hater. I see that a lot. And it shouldn't be that way. You should act, you should just, if you're trying to build a business, just focus on posting things that could help people that are, that you want to target.
Yeah, definitely. What about psychologically speaking, as far as like depression, anxiety? I don't know. Like, we're just talking about comparing yourself. So that can bring a lot of depression, right?
You know, okay, so, so one or thing like I know is that... buying
impulsively.
I've heard...
because everything's so fast.
Okay, so I don't have any kids or anything. But I do have, like, relatives that are really young. Mm-hmm. And I've heard some of them delete their pictures if they don't get 100 likes within, like, 30 minutes. And this is, like, going on, like, in middle school and high school. So you, I could imagine the pressure, the depression some of these kids go through. That's fucking
crazy.
Because of stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm older. I didn't have Instagram till when, I think I was like 20, 21 at the moment when I first got it. But you can imagine growing up with social media. I'm pretty sure it's a little bit different. People different are trying to live up to these standards.
Yeah.
But I could see how kids get depressed. You know, like, I'm pretty sure people hang out with certain people that have certain amount of followers. Mm-hmm. If you have 5,000, you're probably considered popular. I don't know how it works like
that. I'm pretty sure it works like that.
Yeah.
I mean, but the main thing would be to, like we were just saying, that never comparing yourself to anybody, because, like, you don't know what they did to get there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure they did a lot of work. Like, that should never demotivate you. That should never, like, stop you from posting. It's all about posting, man. Like, at the end of the day, huh? Like, if you want to build a brand, or if you're fucking a pretty girl, or... like,
yeah, I mean, if you're trying to build a brand, it's, you gotta, because there's so much going on out there.
Too much shit going on.
You have to separate yourself. You have to post, keep posting content. Because I know a lot of people talk about the algorithm. If people don't care about your shit, they're not gonna see it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's all market choice.
Huh? Yeah.
Like what people care about.
Yeah, like, and if you're posting like 3 times a day, eventually they're gonna see it because it's gonna pop up.
Yeah, like if you go to my profile right now, I really don't have a lot of views. I really don't have a lot of likes. Like, as I would want to in the future, you know what I'm saying? But, like, that shit don't bother me, bro.
Yeah. I don't even pay attention to likes. Sometimes I get, like, 30,000 likes. Sometimes I get, like, 8,000. Like, I don't care.
If there's one thing I do care about, I guess it would be engagement. Like, I want to see what people have to say about it.
Oh, yeah.
To see, like, in a more, like, how can I say this? Like, a more in-depth, like, how can you say this shit? Like,
I don't know.
Like, I want to know what they think of the post. Like, what should I do better? Or
feedback.
Have their thought. Like, in this feedback. Podcast, I would want to know, like, your feedback, or what is it that we should probably, I don't know, maybe our next topic or something.
Yeah.
Like, just be more engaged. Like, stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
if I can talk too much or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I mean, going back to the topic about why it's important. I mean, you should have all social medias, like YouTube, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, because... you don't want to be one-dimensional. You know, if one is slowing down, you still want to have the other ones going.
Yeah.
I just think it's really, like, big right now. Especially because growing up, kids nowadays don't watch TV. So, all the big companies, the big businesses are using, like, social media to run their ads, right? Because they know all the attention is on there now. So, you're trying to run a business, go where the attention is, which is your phone, all the platforms, the social platforms, Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube. Twitter.
Yeah.
Because eventually it's going to be all social media. Like, TV is not going to exist.
Like, the whole world moving forward is all digital, huh?
Yeah.
How you see things, how you buy things, how you order things, how you fucking pretty much do everything.
Yeah, if you're starting a business and you don't have it on social media, it's almost like if you're starting a business and you don't want anybody to know about it.
Yeah.
Because it's
That's
not
what I told my barber.
Why would you want to put it on a newspaper? Nobody reads the newspaper anymore.
Well... fucking old people do.
Yeah.
Some old people.
Going back to what I just said earlier, the younger kids are on social media and they're the ones that are going to...
yeah, they're the ones that are going to take over the entire the world. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, fuck. Even if you're just someone that posts, like, family, friends, going out, I would really consider fucking vlogging. You know, because I feel like it's like making a movie about yourself your whole life. And it's not...
A whole documentary since you started.
Big fucking documentary of your life. Like, it's not... Don't look at it as like people are going to judge you because you're fucking... you're conceited or you just like attention. I would see it more like I would want to let it be for my fucking... The generations coming of my family, you know, like my family tree.
Your grandkids to see it.
Yeah, like, damn, that was my great, great, great grandpa. Like, damn, that fool was a fucking sick, you know? Yeah. He played soccer. So this is where I get my shit from. So it's like, I would do that, you know? At least I get more involved with social media. That's one thing I just took me, like, I just started to realize, like, it's all more about being social.
Yeah.
You know, like, in a bigger level.
Like, replying to comments, stuff like that.
Yeah. But it's like...
But yeah. So...
That shit's crazy, man. What about impulsive buying, dude? Because that shit's big. I heard that shit's big.
Like for you or...
No, everybody. Impulsive buying. Like people buy impulsively.
I mean, I don't really buy a lot, there. So I can't relate.
You can't relate to that shit?
Nah. Oh. I don't really buy a lot of things. I save a lot of my money. But you're talking about like you see, you're like, shit, should I get it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't really...
So that's why I feel like... It could be a financial problem, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, I heard something about people getting fatter because influencers post a lot about food. So
they go and buy food?
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, I just feel like everything needs to be controlled as far as, like, how much social media you're consuming, you know? So it's like, I don't know, it just depends what you like to do.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Pretty much. You know. Social media.
Social media. Was this it? How long was this fucking podcast?
I don't know, dude. 10 minutes?
All right, guys. Leave a comment below on this podcast. If you have anything to say about this podcast, what you think.
Social media, you don't have social media, let us know.
Let us know.
What do you think about your social medias? What do you think about ours?
All right. See you guys later.